Do you have a name for that egg?
Well, I would call it a nest egg.
Nest egg. Do you ever call it anything else?
No, that's all I ever know that we call it. Is if you take the nest egg out, she'd leave and go somewhere else. And they always leave a egg in the nest, and they call it the nest egg.
Okay. This is something that you might use to carry milk or water or something in. Container has a handle like that, kind of big.
Well, we used to have what we called a water go with.
Mm-hmm.
Then we used to have what we called a water jug.
Uh-huh.
Now the gourd, they grow large and long with a crooked handle, and they could run up on that fence and swing down, and they would have a crooked handle, and you could just hang it on your own, and just walk on with it hanging on your own, and at the very near to the top of it, where it started getting small, you would cut your hole in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably about like that, you know, a little larger.
Yeah.
And that's where you would drink your water at. You'd have a gallon of more water down in the jug, in the gourd.
Yeah.
And you could take that out and carry it to the field and hang it swinging up on a limb by the handle there.
Yeah.
And your water be cool, just stay cool in that gourd. But not in a jug and thing, the sun would shine against it, you know, and heat it up.
What's a jug made out of?
Glass or jug. Right. Then we had a stone jug.
Uh-huh.
Made out of something like a clay, like these clay churn, like the churns are made out of.
Yeah.
Now we didn't, in the older days, we taken the, my mother used to take up these white sacks and sew them all over that jug, just wrap it all over it and sew it. And then we put it in the water and just get it just as wet as we could get it. And then we'd fill up our jug with fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would keep it cool, you know, we called them jugs. We could take it to the field, and it wouldn't start getting warm until all of that sacks she had sewed on that jug get dry, and then the water would get hot.
What about something made out of wood or metal?
Well, now metal wouldn't stay cool long in metal, because that metal will get hot.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's something like these thermos bottles.
Yeah.
That it would stay cool and like them, but just if it was just metal, why, as soon as that metal get hot, it would heat your water.
Yeah. What like cow though? What would you use to put the milk in?
Well, we used to have what we call a pail, and we had large pitchers, hold of probably a gallon. Then we have our milk bucket,
mm-hmm.
place over here, and we'd milk in that pail, and then we get it full, we just pour it over there in the bucket. So,
what's the difference between bucket and pail?
Well, the pail, what we